Okay. And where's the receiver in this one?
The mic is right there.
Okay. So we have a lot of focus.
The old building. Are we really ready now?
All right, it better be good.
Right before you start, it's 12 o'clock.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Nice word.
So the success of this failure, something like that.
Alright. So the Rambam in paragraph V in Hilchos Tshuva. Esrim v'abo dvarim ma'akfin es ha'tshuva. So basically, he has five categories of things that I wouldn't say ma'akvin doesn't mean prevents, because in one case he says you can't do it b'shleimusa, like where you don't know from whom you stole. Okay? So therefore, I would rather translate ma'akvin as a tshuva to mean it prevents the
fall. Can barely hear it, Ben.
What happened?
Can barely hear it. So then,
please. Okay, I'll move a little closer.
So ma'akvin doesn't mean prevents. Ma'akvin means it minimizes the actualization of tshuva. Minimizes the actualization of the tshuva. Okay, so the Rambam simply has five categories. The first one has four and the rest have five each. Okay, although he seems to say that you can add on a few more here and there, but he doesn't have every single one. But basically, what he's saying is that the actualization of tshuva runs into problems. Okay, now the first case is the case where the avera is so great that he doesn't have the siyata d'shmaya, he doesn't have the ashgacha to help him to find the derech tshuva. Because as it happens in a person's life, he comes across certain events, and certain events could push him along to do tshuva. So if the person's avera is very serious, so we can't say b'derech she'odom rotzu leilach molich hanaso, so he doesn't have the help, the assistance of the avera. That's the first case. Second case is basically where a person places himself in a situation where he doesn't have opportunities for tshuva. He places, the first place is God doesn't give him the opportunity. Second case is that he happens to place himself in a situation where it's not favorable for tshuva. You don't have the opportunities, like he goes and lives along the desert. So he's not going to have opportunities for tshuva, because when the tzibur does tshuva, that activates a person, and he doesn't have that. Or if he...
Are you in Bays now?
What?
Are you in Bays now?
Bays, yeah. And if he's... he argues with the Chachamim, because his arguing with the Chachamim causes him to separate himself from them. And they teach you the method of tshuva. So he doesn't have that assistance. And he doesn't have a person that's that ridicules the mitzvahs. So he doesn't run after mitzvahs. And mitzvahs are very helpful to perfect the person and to ultimately lead him to tshuva. And, Mevaza Rabosov, he gets in fights with his Rebbeim. So this causes them to push him away. Because if he's not nice to his Rebbeim, so he becomes a pain in the neck to them. So they push him away. They go to other people. So he doesn't have access to their ideas.
Really?
He says, "Ki Yeshu." It's interesting. He says, "Ki Yeshua ukigechzi." I think he means Yeshu.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because yeah, I think Chazal, there's a Chazal that said that he, when he was a young kid, he walked in front of a Chamim and threw his Kisa Rosh off to go. Threw away his Kisa Rosh. Mm. So they said that he's a. They said that he's a chotzef. And then what else?
Really?
Yes.
Bays and Dalet seems to be like two sides of one coin. Because either way, he's. He is,
okay, well, I just want to go over
okay,
the
fine,
first.
Fine, okay.
Okay, so the second category is where he puts himself in a situation where tshuva is unavailable. The third category is something different. Third category is where he can't possibly, he did a chepen arma chaveroni, he doesn't know who it is. So since he can't identify the person, so he can't possibly go and ask that person for mechila, give him back that which he stole from. Okay. And then he has two more cases. Well, they're pretty similar. One case is what? Is one case is where he does things that don't seem like they're averas in his eyes. Like, for instance, a person that goes into somebody's house and they don't have enough money for food and they're struggling and he sits down at the table and he joins them. So you're not allowed to do that. It's like you're stealing from them. They need that. So he says to himself, look, they invited me. It doesn't feel like an affair. Okay. Or a case where... he has an Ani's security and he's supposed to give it back to him in the daytime. So he's just an Ani, he doesn't need it today. And he prevents the Ani from working. So he's really stealing from him. It doesn't seem like a terrible avera. On Mistakel Barayas, that he looks at Arias and he thinks to himself, look, I'm not really doing that. I didn't do anything with the Erva. But he doesn't realize when he looks at that woman that over a period of time he's going to get himself involved with her. So, but it doesn't seem like he did anything on the first step. Okay. So that all these things, it's very hard for a person to bring about a tshuva. And then he has the last category where the things themselves have a certain quality that they're mamshich. they have a certain quality, a certain draw. And it's hard to pull away from them. Like Lashon Hara and Rechilus and what else does he mention? Okay, so that's okay. And then he says, okay. Yeah, so the question we asked is, what is the purpose of the Rambam in all this? Like, let's say, for instance, take the one Va'ochel, that it's Gimel, that it's Yef Shalosh Yashuv B'tshuva Gemur. So he doesn't know who to ask. It's a big rabbin, he's Mekalam, and he doesn't know who to ask. And specifically, then they disperse. And then he has... he divides up the loot of a ganav. So, again, he doesn't know who he stole from. And Hamotzi Aveda Ve'enum, a person that's not machrez on an Aveda. He's lazy. Let's go, I'll do it next week. And then the guy loses out because he waits too long. And and therefore he can't be Meshav the Aveda. So right. So the question is, why shouldn't he be Nimchal? Because he's an honest. He's an honest. And that one, you see clearly he's an honest. Okay? And the first ones, I would say, I don't see what the purpose of saying if a person did a terrible avera that God doesn't help them. I mean, that might be a nice, true idea. But what's it going to do for him? Because he did that avera. That's the avera he did. So it's too late. He can't be telling him, don't do a serious avera, because then God won't help you. Choose a different avera. That doesn't seem to make sense, because first of all, this is the avera he wants to do.
Which one are you talking about?
The first one.
Oh. The first category?
First category. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So, it's interesting. What is the central theme in the first category, the four? It's interesting.
Cause others to sin.
Yes. It has to do with others. It all has to do with others.
Seth Warren.
And he doesn't care. He has no concern. What?
After that shows a thousand.
Right. Yeah, that's the one exception, right?
You could say you're causing yourself to sin. Yeah, but that's not what happens.
No. It's a, that's a little bit pushing. I think what it means is another common denominator. The common denominator is that he doesn't recognize what hate is. So therefore he doesn't care to stop others. Because hate is a light thing. And Echtev Oshev is the same kind of thing. That he doesn't recognize the seriousness of chet, what chet does to the nefesh. So he doesn't, the avera is he has no realization of the tzelem alokim, And that's why he doesn't care about anybody, because their Tzelem HaLakim is worthless, and even his own has no value. So the Rambam says that in the Pirush Mishnayos in Chagiga, that a person, he says, call me Shein Lo
Kavakono.
That's the kid, right. So he says he doesn't recognize the value of the human soul, what the human soul is. Okay, so that's, I would say that's the category. But the point is, what is he? The Rambam isn't. If the Rambam wanted to give Divrei Musa, that's one thing. But he's not giving Divrei Musa. He's just saying that the tshuva is not going to be assisted by God. So the question is, where does that fit in? Or the second case. The second case, he has all these cases that that he won't be able to. He's doing a chait that makes tshuva unavailable. Okay, so what are you going to tell him? So do another chait. It doesn't make any sense. Okay.
What's your question, Rabbi?
Yeah.
What's your question?
My question is, what is the Rambam saying? That don't do that of Eretek, do another one? I mean, what is he telling you?
Maybe you should recognize that this carries with it a different, an additional degree of chumrah here, because you can't do tshuva from it. So therefore, you should be more zahir in this avera than other averas.
But that's not a hilchos tshuva. Why is that even tshuva?
Yeah, I mean, what? So what is he telling you? That you should be zohir in the severa?
Yeah, like, one of the, there's like the intrinsic chomer of the chayt, then there's an additional thing, every chayt, you have to recognize that some of them are might be very difficult to tshuva from. And that's like something you have to take, keep in mind before you start getting involved in specific sin. It might be very hard to repent. You just look at the sin, but you're not looking at the difficulty of tshuva, and that's something you should keep in mind when you
do the sin. So a guy's going to be machtias or rabban, so keep in mind that God might not help me to do tshuva. I don't think he's really concerned about that.
I mean, he should be.
But shouldn't that be also in the
crazy
study of that?
The guy is
so far away.
He's so far away. He's a rav ben avot. He's chote or machti. So
before
you say, before you remember, God's not going to give you his hashgacha. I don't think a guy like that is in such a mindset. So, okay, so I won't do that. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Isn't it like a normal thought process? Like, when a person is about to do something, then he does a cost benefit analysis, and and the person is going to be Machi the Rabbim. He might decide to do this act based on not knowing that there's this extra consequence. But if you didn't know, oh, like, if I do this, then I'm going to go off the deep end, and that's it. Then you might not do it.
But then isn't that a study of that particular?
The guy's a Russian Russia. Yeah. He's a convinced Russian. You can tell him, look, you might not be able to do it. Yeah, I don't think that's going to really sit well in his mind. I'm going to say, what are you talking about?
Also, isn't that not a...
It's crazy.
It's not a subject of tshuva. That should be a study in that particular chait.
Right.
You mean it's not like...
What's
the theme in tshuva?
I mean, it should be in the chait.
Yeah, I mean, that's a particular of the thing. Like, when he... Right. At the end of every parak of whatever, the Ram gives a little philosophy, so you should say that's it. Whatever. Not here. It doesn't...
Right. Inappropriate.
And what about selling the Esetel Chafos?
Yeah, that's a good one. It's specifically bad midah.
Right.
It's worse than other bad midahs.
Right.
Other bad midahs are bad. It could be even intrinsically worse. But this one's impossible to change. Selling the Chafos, it was such a mean little deus.
So why is it here?
Because he's listing all the things that prevent tshuva.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm trying to figure out. What is the purpose of doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's one
What's your other question about Donna's Rahmana Patre?
Well, my question is, if the guy can't find the guy he stole from, saying he does tshuva, God should forgive him, because tshuva is supposed to be something that God forgives you. If you do that, then that's what's tshuva. And he's an honest Rahmana Patre. He can't help himself. Can't find the guy, so but he didn't. Now he wants to do tshuva.
Right.
Okay.
Martin, aren't you saying in that case that tshuva is always going to be available?
But what's that?
If you do a sin, I mean, if you do a chet, doesn't mean tshuva is always going to be available necessarily. But in that case that you just mentioned,
so Ram says
you're saying onus rachmani patre, meaning that it's always going to be available to do tshuva. You're basing that on.
No, I'm just saying that he can't be. He's not completely nimcha.
Ram says you could do tshuva in that case, though. No.
Yeah, that's right.
Kol el dvarim, if you do tshuva.
That's right. Yeah, but he won't be a tshuva gemara.
Okay, he won't be tshuva gemara.
Right. So you're just saying why not?
You still have slicha if you don't do tshuva gemara.
Not complete.
Does Ram say that in Perek Bey's Aleph? Even though it's not tshuva meulah, meulah tshuva b'al tshuva.
That's the quality of the tshuva.
It says, "Afilu avrao yom avasu tshuva yom misasu meisu tshuva sa kol avonos of nuchalim."
Yeah, but that's. In that case, I think he's talking about the quality of the tshuva. Because I don't think he's talking about where the guy can't complete the tshuva.
It's on his deathbed. He's doing tshuva on his deathbed. How's he going to complete all these tshuvas?
Well, if it's against the chaver that he doesn't know who it is, he won't be able to do it.
Okay. You do tshuva yami sasa.
I mean, for instance, in the halacha tests in Perek Beis, that he says that you have to go to the guy and ask him three times for mechila.
Right.
And if he doesn't give it to you after the third time, he's the baal vera.
Right.
But vimaya rabo, so he's holech uva filu elaf pomim achi yimchalo.
Right.
So then if he dies, and the rav wasn't machal, he didn't get tshuva.
Right.
So I don't think the Ron's speaking every single case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if he dies, you go to the grave with 10 people.
That's true.
Listen, the person doing tshuva on his deathbed, you're saying kovanos and nimchalim is lav dafka?
Lav dafka. It doesn't mean where he can't complete the maisa tshuva. Okay. So, yeah. So that was the question. Well, what is the Rambam really coming to tell us? There is one case where, in Halacha Hey, you see over there, he says the five things that. Perikei halacha, perik dal halacha. Halacha, umayin chamish devar, rosa son yimoshe chacharem tome, vein kashim lefreshma. Lefichach sorach adam lizor mehen, shed ma yidbak bohen. Vehein kulon deos ros admod. The Elohim rechilus lashon hara balchim bal machshava ro, whatever that,
what that means.
I'm a schabel of Russia. I mean, I guess it means that he's always thinking about performing of errors. So there he tells you that you have to be careful. But that I understand. Because what he's telling you is that you don't realize. When it comes to something like that, like it's an avera that's moshech, so you don't realize that quality until you get into it. So he has to tell you that. But I don't think that that's generally what he means. Otherwise, we would have said it right away in the beginning. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Yes, same question you asked before, though. Like, I think these things he's going to be concerned about.
That's not
how bad it's going to be.
People speak Lashon Hara are concerned about Shiva.
Yeah, I understand, but he's talking about Baal Lashon Hara over here.
It's not about Lashon Hara?
Okay, so.
Doesn't mean he doesn't do mitzvahs.
So what I wanted to answer. I'm sorry, did you? What I wanted to answer is that the Rambam is telling you a yesod in Tshuva, that there is a yesod behind this. And what is that yesod? That Tshuva, we often think of Tshuva as simply like a siluk. I want to get rid of the Avera. So you want to get rid of the Avera, so you do Tshuva. So if that's the case, it doesn't make any sense over here, because, and also in the case where he's an honest, God should forgive him. Because that would be the system of Tshuva. If you want to get rid of your Avera, you do Tshuva. But what the Rambam Yesod is, that Tshuva, even though you have to have an Avera to do Tshuva, but Tshuva really is a new experience. It's a kind of an experience where you overturn your whole nature. And that mitzvah is a very unique mitzvah. That mitzvah is very, and a person who has not experienced that has not really experienced one of the greatest metaphysical phenomena in the world. And that is the ability to change one's ways and to become a new person. That's why the Rambam says before, what does he say? He says he's not the same person anymore. I think that's in Perek Beis, right? Mm-hmm. And then he says in Perek Zion, he says, yes.
First he's hated, and then he's he did after he does the tshuva.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Hatshuva makarev zorcholkin. Chenat hamotzev shiboshen kol brachim rachim. So he says, "Kama meula ma'ilas hatshuva." It's funny. The Rambam says like this. Gedola tshuva shemekareves es ha'odom l'shchino. What does he mean? I mean, it's mochli averus. No, but you see that the nature of the phenomenon has a different quality in it. That it's mekarev the person to the shchino. Okay, and then he says, ha'tshuva mekareves es ha'rechogim. I'm reading from Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. V'hayom hu'ov nechmod korov yedid. Okay, so that means that the v'chinat hamotzeh shiboshen hakadosh baruch hu. Okay, let's skip that. Right. Then on in Zion, Kama Ma'ula Ma'ilas HaTshuva. Emesh Hoyezen Muvdol Me'ad Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Shenema Havon Aseichem Hoyem Avdilim Bein Eichem Levein Elokeichem. Zoig Veinu Nena. Shenema Kisab Yisvil Gam Kisab Yisvil Eineni Shomea. Vosem Mitzvos V'Tarfim Lefonov. Shenema Mi Bikesh Yos Mi'edchem Im Roskaseroi. Who asked you to come into my chatzah, to the Mikdash? Okay, so Vayom hu mudbuk b'shchina Shenema v'atem adekim ad Hashem alakechem Tzolik v'nena miyad Shenema v'oyetem r'vani yene V'osam mitzvos v'makablon onso Osam b'nachas v'simcho Shenema k'kvar rotzo l'kimes masecho V'lo od el Hashem esavim la Shenema v'orver lad Hashem that God awaits for them, so to speak. It's interesting. What's the difference between Vav and Zion? Yeah, what's the difference between Vav and Zion? And Vav is saying Emesh. Emesh hayaz a son of lefnei amakom meshukutz meruchik v'soeva vayomu ov nechmad kar v'yedid. And in Zion, kama meula ma'ilas hatshuva. Emesh hayaz a muvdo mer Hashem ulkeisro. Shenema avonasecha mayim avdilim beneichem levein elikechem soeg vein enena. Shenema gam kisabas filo en shemeya vosu mitzvah satachim is in the front of. Okay, and vahayom humud bik bishchino shenema vatam veg mashem elikechem soeg vein enena miyad shenema vayater mikrov aniyena.
The Mubda Mudbak is the hardest one. That really sounds like Karav and Rachuk. Right? It's Zoyk, and then in the mitzvahs, those just seem different. But the
that's his objective. Vav is his objective stance before God. Right?
And Zion?
Zion is, in terms of his functional life, in terms of living his life now, in terms of having access to the Hashgacha.
What does Mugdal and Mudbak mean?
Well,
I understand by the story, and that makes sense. What about
in terms of his, if functionally, in terms of getting what he needs, his needs from God, he's Mugdal. But the first one is, that's just that's like a more of a functional type of thing.
The first one.
The second one.
Second.
The first one is just his objectively, his reality.
In other words, the first one is ad hominem. It's the person. So the person is a son of lefnei amakom. So that's bad, right? Right. Right. Correct. Right.
It was good would be.
But muvdol means something else. Muvdol means that God doesn't relate to him in action. He's separated. A lot of people make a mistake. They think that the Averis are Mavdil ad hominem. But Rambam's explaining it's not ad hominem here. They're Mavdil in terms of action.
Right.
In terms of action. So, for instance, a person could be a kor for nechmar and an oev you did, but who says that when he's davens he's nena miyad? So that's the whole system of Torah, the special system of Yehadis and the special Ashgacha. So he's saying it affects him as a human being in terms of the person. And also, there's an immediate change in how God reacts to him.
Which one? The second one?
Second one. Mm-hmm. There's an immediate change in how God reacts to him.
Right.
Okay?
So you're saying Dveikus is in terms of actions.
Action.
That's the
pasuk. That's the pasuk. Atem ha-dveikim barishem.
That's Chayim kol chamayom.
Chayim kol chamayom.
Chayim as opposed to the other people who Baal Por, they were killed or something.
That's right. So he's dovek means that he's tied up with the Shechina, with the Hashgacha.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought to use
what?
I would have thought that dvek.
The Gemara says that atam advekim. So I don't know if it's on that question. He says, yeah, the chiyev shel adam ledavek b'shechina. Yeah, dafkabo. Eishocho.
You can't use it for the other
guy.
So it's just a marshal. It means that you're medavik with Talmid HaChacham.
Right.
Okay.
It means the carbon rough
so
you person.
Right, but dovah
would be inappropriate. It'd be
inappropriate.
Category.
Right, that's right. Be inappropriate because a person cannot be a dovah b'shechina. A baal basar. A human being. cannot be a Dovak Bishrina. Okay. Yeah.
So what's the first one?
So the first one is ad hominem. What his relationship to God is, but it doesn't mean in terms of action. Whether he's zocha to have God do actions that are favorable for him. Okay. So the Rambam, this Perek Zion, to me.
What does Ahav mean if not in terms of actions?
It could mean ad hominem, but it doesn't necessarily mean that God's going to do something for him.
Yeah. What does it mean that God loves you if not in terms of how he's going to treat you?
No, because he's qualitatively different being, yeah. And it doesn't change. Yeah. Okay. But
Rabbi?
Yes.
How are you making the difference in the sense of Davik from Halakha Vav to Halakha Zayin? In Halakha Vav we say in Tachti that you will be Tidbak.
Which pasuk?
Not a pasuk. After he quotes the three psukim, Shuvu Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, Shuvu Adai, and In Tashuv Yisrael, then he says, Kloma, In Tachso, the Tshuva, Be Tidbak. He doesn't associate with the Shechina, he seems to be associating it with Hashem. You know, Be Tidbak. As part of the Halakha Vav.
Where is he?
Right before he said, Hashuva,
yes, I hear. I see it.
What's the question? It says Tidbach again. Or it says uses the Lashon Vekut David.
Right, Bob also?
Yeah, that is speaking about Ashgacha. The question is, why does he bring that in at first and then he switches? Hachuvah Makarevas is a Rechokim. But B Tidbach means, insofar as what he says later, I don't know why he separated that that way. But that's what he means.
Well, it's really two separate halachos. That first part of halacha vav and hachumah.
Like he kind of starts off with the bitid book, and then he goes to the ad hominem, and then he comes back. I don't know why he does it that way. But it looks like, well, maybe we can figure it out. But that's a question. It's a good question. Hayom u'mudbak v'shchino. See, Shechina is always Hashgacha. That's what Shechina is. So, Shemekareves is Adam l'shchino. Shenema, Shuvi Yisrael Adad Hashem l'kecha. Yeah, let me just think of something. It's a good question, Ezra. I have to think about it. It's a very good question. Let me ask you, in other words, Terem Yikro doesn't mean before they mispal. Because let's say the guy has no intention to mispal. So it doesn't mean that before they realize their needs, that God answers them. It means he's definitely on his way to tefillah. And Terem Yikro means the answer comes before even he does the Maisa tefillah.
It's not without asking, it's before asking.
It's not, that's right. It's not without asking. It's in the time before asking. So that is a shear in how soon the aniya takes place.
Why is Ram said soig v'nena miyad?
That's what it means, soig v'nena miyad. Miyad over here means as early as possible.
Just before he's even tzoik?
Even before he's tzoik. As long as he has bedas to be tzoik. So, because tefillah is essentially lefnei hamakom. So, even before he gets it out of his mouth, he answers him. Because believe he's a tzoik.
Exactly.
Zavod Hashem believe. Believe he's a tzoik. But if he has no intention to ask,
well, can you say it really means tzoik ben enemy yad? Like a person cries out for rain and starts raining immediately.
Right.
So, but that's tera mikra aniyana. Like God has to. That must have started before he even cried out.
That would tera mikra would mean like the person is going to be mispal for geshamim. And right before he starts being mispal, it rains.
So I'm saying immediately as soon as mispal, it starts raining. So it must be that God answers his tefillah in advance in order for it to start raining immediately. Like it takes time for clouds to form.
I don't forget about it.
No,
you know what I mean? The answer started.
No.
Not even like that? You know, the response must have started before he was even tzoik, else how could it start?
Now we can understand Perek Zion a little better. Because in Perek Zion, his purpose is to show the greatness of tshuva. Kol anavim kulam tzivu ala tshuva. So he wants to show the greatness of this metaphysical activity. Ve'en yisroel negolin ela b'tshuva. So they need tshuva. Why? They need the process of tshuva. Even if they don't do chataim, they're not going to be nigal. There's got to be the process of tshuva gives a person a new view on his relationship to God. A new view on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he sees him differently, and his inner world has changed. He's a different person.
In reality.
So the mitzvah of tshuva is something that if a person never did it because he wasn't a Baal Aveira, he's going to be missing.
Right, that experience.
That's why it says, B'mokom she Baalei Tshuva Omdin, Ein Tzadikim Gemur Yecholim Lama. Why? Because they went through this process. They went through this process. And the process is one of the greatest experiences of man. So that's why the Rambam, I wanted to answer that, why did the Rambam in Perek Dalet tell us all these things? Because since, and this is the Yisod, since tshuva is not simply a siluk to get rid of averas, but tshuva really is far more. It's a positive opportunity to reach new heights in the metaphysical person, soul, in the person's soul. So therefore, if a person didn't do any of this, and he's a tzaddik gomer, he can't stand on the level of a baal tshuva. It's a different kind of a thing. Of course, you can't say doing a averus will do tshuva. But nevertheless, that's the phenomenon.
That would be the siluk.
Right. That's right. So that's why what I wanted to say is that the Rambam looks at tshuva as a metaphysical institution. And what he's showing you in Perek Dalet is the limitations of this institution. The institution has limitations. And he's showing you, so you should know the mitzvah, you should know the limitations. Because that's a proper method of studying the metaphysical phenomena. That the properties of the metaphysical phenomena is that it has limitations. And that's why it lists those five limitations.
Right.
Okay? All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, Rebbe, you also said in the past.
The reason is because he underwent a remarkable breakthrough in his soul.
Man is an experiential.
And he experienced it. So you can't substitute for that experience.
No.
That's the strange thing in Yadis.
Mm-hmm.
That you think that it doesn't work by checks and balances. You think the main thing is to get rid of the Averas. It's something completely different. That's the pasuk in Azinu, ki ha mitzvah zos. That's tshuva. Lo basher mayimi, that's all spoken about tshuva.
That's echoed throughout the whole realm.
Right, that's right.
Throughout.
That idea. That it's a breakthrough, and it's a metaphysical breakthrough. And there's nothing that can substitute for that. It's a completely different phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. So why does Ram say, in like a quantitative way, Shehin Koshin Yitzran Yasam Yam?
What's that in? It affects Kriish Sayyidja. Of course, it affects it. But the Mylosim Gidolom and Mylosim Tzadikim Myla means a step. It means they're on a different step. They're qualitatively differentiated.
It's a different perfection.
Different perfection.
Right, different pathway.
Okay. Now, the Rambam means qualitative. When he says, B'makom shebali tshuva omdin, ain tzadikim gmorim cholim lama. It shows you it's a qualitative thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear.
Could you go back to explain the first statement?
By the person who doesn't know who he stole from, so by stealing from a person, he lowered the tzelem alakim. And in order to raise it back up, he has to undergo a process of going to that person and lowering himself and giving him his due and recreating in his mind the value of that person. If he can't do that, he can't undergo the phenomena completely. He can do tshuva on whatever he did, but it's not the same thing. So he's stuck. Okay, so there you can't say Anas Rahman Apatre, because the Metzias is not possible.